Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Podcast. I'm your host, Adam Paulus. It is Friday, October 21st, 2016. Last week at the box office, since we're talking about movies and toys today, your number one movie was The Accountant, and you don't know what that's about or who's in it, and it made $24.7 million. I don't either, I'm just guessing you don't. The Girl on the Train was number two with $12 million. Number three was Kevin Hart, What Now?, a comedy movie with $11.7 million. Impressive. Mrs. Peregrine's Home for Peculiar Children, $8.9 million. And Deepwater Horizon rounded out the top five with $6.4 million. I also saw Shin Godzilla, which you should see, which is not making millions of dollars here in the U.S. because it's not getting that kind of release, but it's out there. New this week, you can see Jack Reacher, Never Go Back, Medea's Boo, Ouija, Origin of Evil, and others. The Ouija movie last year did great business, but got terrible reviews. Its sequel is getting great reviews, and expectations aren't super-duper high for it, but it might do okay. I mean, I hope it does. It's another Hasbro movie. It's neat to see how some of the lower-budget ones do very well, and some of them are Jim. Hasbro announced HasCon this week. It's a convention to be held in Rhode Island, wherein you can find Transformers, Nerf, Magic the Gathering, My Little Pony, and other unknown things. There aren't really any publicly known details, and as far as I can tell, it's still being planned. I don't know for sure, but it's September next year, and they're supposed to be exclusive toys, and I am very interested in hearing more, because I like toys. A release trailer for the new Nintendo NX platform went live this week. If you haven't seen it, I can't imagine why you haven't seen it, but you should check it out. It's probably everything you've heard about. There's a new Willy Wonka prequel in the works, for some reason, and new deleted scenes from The Force Awakens, as well as clips from a commentary, are making the rounds online as the 3D version of the Blu-ray comes out, which is where all the real extras are. Well, shoot, I'm about the regular one. On sale, Entertainment Earth. The Funko sale continues. Buy one, get one 40% off select items. Over 1,500 items qualify, including exclusive Batman Pop Vinyl figures, Star Trek reaction figures, Hikari, even some new pre-orders. Check it out, or don't, but do, because this sale ends soon. Toy news. In Japan, and so far only in Japan, Kaneko Man is back. If you don't know what that is, it's Muscle from the 1980s, if you remember those. And I do. New sculpted figures from apparently the original sculptor are coming out by mail order, and only mail order, from Bandai. Apparently there's no word of a U.S. release yet, so why am I telling you about this? I'm excited. I don't even know if I can get them. I hope they come out here. Super 7 in the United States currently has the Muscle brand name license. And they have a cozy relationship with Mattel, so I'm not sure quite how Kaneko Man fits into the whole thing, so I'm hoping against hope that somebody will license that to somebody to release, hopefully in the same kind of plastic as the original, because getting that texture, mixture, I believe the correct pronunciation is durometer or durometer, I don't know, but the flexibility of the figures, they're very different in Japan than they are in the United States, so getting that old mix is it would be cool, and that's a color that so far no one's really been able to match well. So I'm hoping. The fleshy color. New Hikari this week from Funko includes the Game of Thrones Night King figure. It's available now. Wouldn't surprise me if it was sold out now. New arrivals include the, oh, this is a good one, the Mezco Captain America. Well, we have that for pre-order. We have the Star Trek Captain Kirk 1/12 scale collective action figure. It is great. I have a Spock. It is wonderful. They're 6 inches tall. Great likeness. Great articulation. Very much like the Quantum Mechanics ones, which we also have in stock. Those are 1/6 scale, so they're a little bit bigger and they have more and different features. So depending on your size requirement, I would give these both a look. They're both very nice. We added new pre-orders for the Men in Black 2 Neuralizer, 1-to-1 scale prop replica. Very cool. Star Wars. Yumi Ashigaru Stormtrooper Maisho movie realization action figure. It's another Japanese samurai-looking feudal Japan figure. You know what these are, and there's new ones, and there's new ones all the time, and they're cool. and the Ghostbusters Slimer quarter-scale statue. He's on a tray table with wheels, you know, like for room service in the 80s. You recognize it from the movie, I'm sure. And that's it. So thanks for listening to the Entertainment Earth podcast. We will be back next week to talk about toys and movies and who knows what else. There's a DDoS attack going on the internet right now, so hopefully everyone will still be online so you can hear it. See you next time, everybody. Follow us on Twitter at EntEarth.